Let's read together Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Now, the main point of this chapter is that even though our knowledge of the mysteries of life is limited, this fact should not diminish our ability to enjoy the life that God gives us, nor should it diminish our dedication to do a good day's work in the job or service God gives us. Let's begin by reading the first six verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. For I considered all this in my heart so that I could declare it all, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. People know neither love nor hatred by anything they see before them. All things come alike to all. One event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner. He who takes an oath as he who fears an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that one thing happens to all. Truly the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead. But for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward. For the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, their hatred, and their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. Let's consider some background notes for this chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Everyone agrees that Ecclesiastes is not the easiest book in the Bible to understand or interpret. However, if we keep two major points in mind as we study this book of Scripture, we are greatly helped in our understanding of Ecclesiastes. Now, what are these two points? Number one, always keep in mind the complete theme of the book as we've already seen. The complete theme of Ecclesiastes is not just that life and labor under the sun are futile and a big zero. That's only half of the theme of Ecclesiastes. The complete theme is that while life and labor under the sun without God in the picture are meaningless, yet when life and labor are viewed with God in the picture and viewed from his perspective, from above the sun, and from what he has revealed to us in Scripture, then we can find joy and meaning in our life and labor under the sun. So this point must be kept in mind all the way through the book as we study Ecclesiastes. In any given passage, we must ask ourselves, is Solomon viewing things only from the human perspective under the sun, or is he bringing the divine perspective from above the sun into consideration? Number two, a second major point to keep in mind when studying this book of Scripture is the structure of Ecclesiastes. Solomon does not leave out the divine perspective of what life is all about until the last chapter of the book. No, the divine perspective from above the sun is sprinkled throughout the book, as we've seen. Already this conclusion of living life joyously, because it is a gift from God, has been brought before us in chapters 2 and 3 and 5 and 8. And we see this same divine conclusion also here in chapter 9. Remember, this conclusion is not hedonism in any way because it is subject to fearing the Lord and keeping his commandments as revealed in his word. In the New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, certainly backs up this conclusion of Ecclesiastes as the norm for living life. 1 Timothy 6, 17, God richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. And that brings us then to our first doctrinal point for Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Doctrinal point number one, man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's joy of living. Man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's joy of living. Verses 1 through 9. Question, what is the all this that Solomon refers to in verse 1? For I considered all this in my heart. The all this here is especially what we have in the second half of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, that the ways of God are beyond human wisdom. God has purposely designed his moral universe this way. But this does not mean that God doesn't know or that God doesn't have control. From our perspective, we don't know what the future holds. Will we be faced in life with love and happy circumstances, or with hate and unhappy circumstances? The end of verse 1. People know neither love nor hatred by anything they see before them. From our perspective alone, events of life seem haphazard and random, without rhyme or reason. Whether one is righteous or unrighteous, religious or non-religious, good guy or bad guy, all eventually die, verses 2 and 3. So therefore, if that's the way it is, live life for the moment, verse 4. A living dog is better than a dead lion, the king of the beasts. At least when you're living, you are conscious. The dead don't know anything, verse 5. But wait a minute, you say. Is the Bible teaching soul sleep here? No, of course not. Remember, this is from the human perspective alone in these verses, from the end of verse 1 through verse 6. Notice the key phrase again, under the sun, in both verses 3 and verse 6. That is from our earthly perspective, with limited knowledge, without divine revelation. This is what we would have to conclude. But we know from what God has revealed to us in His Word, even here in the book of Ecclesiastes, that life is not random and haphazard and meaningless. God knows everything and is in total sovereign control of all people and events. So what should our response be? Because we have limited knowledge and don't know what the future holds for us, should we be discouraged and demoralized? No. With divine approval, we can live life under the sun joyously because it is a gift from God, who is above the sun and is the creator and controller of all things. And that's what verses 7 through 9 are all about. Let's read these verses. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your fleeting life, which he has given you under the sun. For that is your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Notice that fleeting life is the best translation in verse 9 in view of the context. So the norm of life for the believer is to eat our meals with happiness, verse 7. And dress appropriately, verse 8, and purpose to have a happy and joyful marriage, verse 9, and know that it's okay to use our hard-earned money toward these ends, verse 9. And it goes without saying that all of this is subject to God's further revelation for Christian living in the New Testament. So man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's joy of living. Doctrinal point number 2. Man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's dedication for work. Man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's dedication for work. Verses 10 through 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning now with verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. For man also does not know his time, like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in an evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them. Question: is verse 10 good advice or bad advice? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Answer: it depends on your view of Ecclesiastes. In the positive view of Ecclesiastes that we are presenting, it is good advice. It is still part of the good advice that we saw in verses 7 through 9. Just as our limited knowledge should not diminish our joy of living, so our limited knowledge should not diminish our dedication for work. Whatever area of work or service the Lord sovereignly gives you to do in this life, use all your talents and abilities and capacities to do the work to the best of your ability. Don't lose out on this opportunity and responsibility and privilege, because when you die, it is too late. The time for dedicated work and service is now. Obviously, the committed believer's dedication to any area of work will be subject to all of God's word. Under the sun, you are going to find that sometimes circumstances and results do not always favor the wise and dedicated, verse 11. And sometimes the wise and dedicated are cut off by death or evil times, like trapped fish or birds, verse 12. But still, man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's dedication for work. Doctrinal point number 3. Man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's appreciation of wisdom. Man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's appreciation of wisdom. Verses 13 through 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning now with verse 13. This wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great siege mounds around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard, rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. The teaching of this section of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 is very similar to what we had under doctrinal point number 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Wisdom under the sun has its benefits. But under the sun, wisdom will not be appreciated. Even the wisdom of a poor wise man who delivers a small city against overwhelming odds will be ignored when the crisis is over, and in time he will be forgotten. What's the lesson here? Learn to appreciate wisdom. Even though it is not always heeded and is limited, still the quiet words of the wise are better than the shoutings of a ruler with authority. Verse 17. Wisdom is better than military strength. Verse 18. And even though the bad counsel of one sinful fool can destroy much good, verse 18, don't despair. Man's limited knowledge should not diminish a believer's appreciation of wisdom. And that brings us to our practical application for Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Don't be surprised if people forget you. Don't be surprised if people forget you. The little parable about the poor wise man in verses 14 through 16 is very practical, isn't it? Don't be surprised if people forget you, even if you've helped them and delivered them out of trouble. Oh, you may get a newspaper write-up or even a small monument, but it won't be long before you are essentially forgotten. A number of commentators have seen a picture of Christ in the poor wise man here. As this humble man was forgotten for all the good he had done, so the Lord Jesus has been largely forgotten by this world for all the good he has done for mankind. So don't be surprised if people forget you. That's the way it is under the sun. Don't be surprised if people forget you.